Welcome to Better Beware. Here's your consumer watchdog from WFHB Community Radio with the latest information and helpful hints designed to keep your head out of the clouds, your feet on the ground, and your money in your pocket.
Well, Milton is heading for Florida, and we're waiting to see how much of that paradise will be lost to this huge storm. But the scammers aren't waiting. They're out in force even faster than FEMA. Hurricane Milton is going to blow through Tampa Bay and the Florida Peninsula big time, a Category 4 or 5 whopper. I don't know about you, but I've got friends in that area. A lot of the lowlifes will prey on the storm victims. We see that every time there's a natural disaster. But they come after you and me, too. Recently, Hurricane Helene did a lot of unexpected damage and caused catastrophic flooding in Appalachian communities and places like Asheville, North Carolina. With a national election just around the corner, that caused another flood of misinformation, disinformation, deep fakes, and politically motivated lies. We can expect more of the same in the next few weeks. Here in Indiana, we're so far from any coastline that by the time a hurricane reaches our area, it's subsided to a rainstorm. But that doesn't mean we're not at risk. Letting yourself be bamboozled by rumors and election year fakery and passing that nonsense on to others, especially those in affected areas, is not only stupid, it's dangerous. That kind of fraud keeps victims from getting help when they need it most. Double-check any report using several sources before you pass it on. And we can become victims, too. Phony appeals for help and fake charities pop up like poison mushrooms in the wake of any natural disaster. They'll hit you with phone calls, emails, and texts. They're on all social media. They send things in the mail, spread flyers around, and sometimes even go door to door. Follow some simple rules to make sure your contribution helps victims, not crooks. Contribute to established charities like the Red Cross. If you don't know for sure, check out an organization on give.org or charitynavigator.org. Do not give cash. Write a check or use a credit card, not a debit card. Remember that legitimate charities are nonprofits, and their website will end in .org, not .com. Type in the address yourself, like redcross.org. Don't click on links in an email or open any attachments, like the ones that claim to show pictures of the disaster area, unless you're sure they come from someone you know personally. And, as always, never give personal information to anyone who calls you on the phone. Don't let Hurricane Milton put some crook in paradise with the money you've lost. I'm Richard Fish for WFHB News and Public Affairs.
Better Beware comes to you from WFHB Bloomington, Indiana. Find all our episodes at WFHB.org. If you can help put the kibosh on a con, email beware@WFHB.org. Remember, swindlers never give a sucker an even break.